This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Labor Day Monday, September the 2nd. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, it's been a long time since we've been able to see the dairy sector really enjoying some highs in the marketplace. Producers have been dealing with low prices and uncertainty for quite a while. And lately, that trend has been reversed. Milk and cheese prices have enjoyed upward momentum and are going to ride that wave as long as they're able to. We'll hear more about the situation right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
The dairy numbers are looking good every day that we run down the markets. Ryan Yonkman is the Vice President of Producer Services for Ever.ag, and he talks about what's been supporting those dairy numbers right now.
We had a milk production report that certainly showcased we're still negative with a monster revision to June milk production by, I believe it was 0.8% revision. So you got this continued storyline of, hey, U.S. milk supply is tight, and we are now walking into our busiest time of year in regards to our demand season really starts to kick into high gear between now and the next couple months as schools come back online. Football starts, pizza season, Labor Day, all these things.
Low supplies are pushing hard against an increasing demand, and that means a perfect storm to get higher prices for dairy producers.
We know our heifer inventories are tight. We are finishing up what's been a very hot summer. And then obviously on top of that, we've had the avian flu, which has really worked its way around the country to the dismay of many dairies. But, hay has been a market factor in regards to the supply shortage.
What's really painting an interesting picture is the fact that demand hasn't been really astronomically out of control this year, but it's been just enough for the situation we're finding ourselves in right now. We're seeing a little bit lower supply, and that is causing those markets to be just about perfect for milk producers.
I think there's a lot of expectations around poor demand, and I'd say a lot of poor demand ended up being okay demand. And you're doing that on the backside of what was really record exports through Q2, when we can all remember milk was not $23, but it was more like $15. So that time there definitely helped us clear some product and cleared it into a market where I think milk continues to surprise the industry, not only domestically, but globally, and that U.S. milk production remains negative and likely to stay there for a while.
The U.S. dairy industry is enjoying a situation that continues to bode well for the producers, and the global marketplace is just hot for dairy right now.
We're not up here all on our own. We've got European prices making new highs for the year. They've got a butter price trading north of 380. They have a cheddar and mozzarella price that are starting to trade this 225 to 245 range. So we're not alone, which I think really helps give kind of some staying power, if you will, to some of these prices here domestically.
That again was Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Producer Services for Ever.ag. You can find this story and more up on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.